Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is the place to be. If you want to hear from people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Monique W. Johns. Let me tell you a little bit more about Monique before I bring her on. She grew up in Claymont, Delaware. Her father campaigned with Senator Carper in the late 80s and 90s. In her first election in 2016, she won the Democratic nominee in the 9th District in 2016 and 2018. She was raised as the daughter of a minister, so she developed her love for people and public service. She studied communications at the University of Delaware. Monique is dedicated to the people. She is a servant leader who believes that you discover your purpose in life by discovering the people that you are called to serve. She definitely has a heart and love for the people. She's married to Dr. Timothy John Sr., and they have four beautiful children, Gabriella, Timothy, Vincenia, and Giovanna. Many believe that she is the new voice for Newcastle County, and I am so honored to have her here with me today. Hello, Monique, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much, Antoinette, for your invitation.
I am honored to have you here. I know you are ripping and running and doing so many things that we're going to talk about. So I am so proud that I had an opportunity to get you on before you really hit the ground running. Now, according to your bio, you have been in and around politics most of your life, and now you are deeply involved in this new political campaign. Please tell the listeners what office you are currently seeking.
I am seeking election for the Newcastle County president. Currently, we have over 600,000 residents in the Newcastle County area.
And I know that's a lot. I mean, I'm not really that into politics. I shouldn't say that, I'm not apathetic, but what does that role entail? Since, Newcastle County is the largest county in the state of Delaware. Of course, we have the three, Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex. Yes. So what's all involved in that role as the Newcastle County president?
The Newcastle County president leads the council and in their meetings, in their sessions. I think it's important to have a good leader that's able to unify the group, and so we all can be on one accord to meet the needs of the community of Newcastle County. And I think with my leadership background and my dedication to people in our communities and to the state, that I would be a great addition to the team.
So I know you have your ears and your hands on the pulse of the people. What's going on in Newcastle County that we need to be aware of?
Wow, through my research, I did not realize, because sometimes when you're a part of something and you're not really, you have your hands on it, you really don't know really what's going on. So currently, the Newcastle County police haven't received raises. Now, of course, we know that they need sensitivity training, but the people that support us, that are there for us, the EMS, everyone has called 911 at least once. For the police, for the ambulance, they need to be compensated. And I think it's important that we take care of the people that are taking care of us. We currently, right now in Middletown, are going to have a library, a bigger library. We have two small, very small libraries. But, with the flux of people that are coming even to our area in Middletown, it's important to have libraries. Libraries that are functional, that the kids can go and receive the information. Because now, like some libraries have become obsolete because we have the internet. So, we had the Route 1 library that's new last year. So, I want to continue to build, to make them larger and to have the necessities that people need that don't have the internet, who rely on reading books and not on social media. So in the parks, for instance, some parks need new equipment. They need upgrading. I was thinking that when I was raising my children, they were small and we were at the parks. that when they had to go to the restroom, we had to leave and go to a hotel or even go back home or somewhere local, you know, for they could use the bathroom. So I think it's important that because it's public, that restrooms should be implemented in every single park. So there's so many different things that are going on right now, even with the land in New Castle County, developers, and it's sometimes it's just difficult to navigate through that if you don't have good leadership skills in order to negotiate, because it's wonderful to have growth, but you have to have growth under a great strategy because of you're thinking about the land and you're thinking about traffic, infrastructure and things of that nature. So there's a lot going on in New Castle County, and I just want to be a part of making New Castle County not just bigger, but better.
And that's wonderful. And I want to go back to a few of the points that you talked about. Number one, funding for our police and safety security EMS. That is big. You know, I know there is a lot going on, a lot in the news. And like you mentioned, sensitivity training. But yes, we definitely need to make sure that their departments are fully funded so that in cases of emergency, we don't have any delay or lack of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's important. I mean, for me, you know, our firemen and firewomen and the EMS and the police, New Castle County Police, our teachers, they're important. We need teachers that because they're spending so much money getting the education, but not being compensated. And I think that's just not, it shouldn't happen. It's poor leadership. It's to me, it's insensitive. I personally appreciate my kids' teachers. Anyone that teaches, I hear all the time that teachers even buy their own materials. Teachers are spending hours after work grading papers, talking to parents. I email my students, my children's teachers at night after hours, and they answer me. So these are the things that are important to our communities for, you know, us to continue to grow as New Castle County, because as you said, we are the biggest county in Delaware, and we have to make sure that the sewer is working. Some people don't have running water properly. So there's so much involved in New Castle County that's different from the state, and people really don't know the difference. The difference, for instance, the state is their responsibility is the roads. Some people think that's New Castle County. No, if there needs to be a light or if the roads are not safe, that's the state. New Castle County will deal with the land, the building on the land, dealing with developers and things of that sort. So we first have to understand what's the difference, because sometimes we live in an environment and not knowledgeable of actually who runs what. So when we have challenges, we don't know who to call. That's why it's important for us to know our legislators, to know the ones who work for us, who we can call when there's a problem. When we had drainage challenges in our backyard, for instance, and it wasn't draining properly, I called the builder. The builder says, I'm finished. You need to call New Castle County. So I had to call the county, and I would have never known that if I didn't know who my council person was. So I called them and say, hey, you know, I'm having drainage issues in my house and it's flooding my basement. And they said, well, you need to call your New Castle County representative. That's why it's important for us to get involved in our communities, because we work for the people.
And you brought up a great point there. Actually, you brought up several good points there. I didn't know that as well either. You know, as a previous resident of Middletown, my family and I actually just left New Castle County, Middletown specifically, and moved here to Kent County in Smyrna. So we have to learn what's going on down here as well. But you touched on two things that I want to go back and talk about. Yes, teachers are not appreciated. And I, you know, I mean, that had been long going. I actually taught school back in the 80s. And I remember I couldn't even make ends meet with the salary I was making back then. And so I know, you know, you had to buy everything. And one of the things that people said, well, you pay your doctors, you pay your lawyers, you know, you pay, you know, all these other people your dentist, all this crazy money. But the people that are responsible for the most precious things in your life, which should be your children, you don't even pay them. And that's a sad situation. Here it is, you know, again, like I said, I taught school back in early 80s, 81, 83, and then I left and went into corporate America. But just thinking now, you know, 30, 40 years ago, forever, it's always been like that. Teachers have always gotten, you know, the short end of the stick. They're going in their pockets. And like you said, yeah, I was upgrading papers at night. Well, we didn't have the internet then, but no, if someone, you know, called, you know, or sent a letter or a note or whatever, we were answering those letters and notes in on our time, which never really was your time. So that's, you know, yeah, our fire personnel, police, and teachers definitely need to be funded because they are the backbone of our communities. And libraries, you mentioned something that was so cute because you said libraries are becoming obsolete, and you and I have had conversations before. And if anyone knows me, they know that my favorite show is The Twilight Zone, and Burgess Meredith was always my favorite character, and he was obsolete because he was a librarian. So, but today libraries offer more than just books. They offer training and life skills, and so Middletown definitely needs a larger library. So I have to agree with you on that as well. That is, you know, so interesting. You're just in this. You're just doing so great, so many great things.
I'm trying my best, you know, to do my part. And my sole desire is for Newcastle County to be able to have access to whatever they need to make our lives easier. Because so many of us are working and raising a family, trying to you know, pursue whatever is in your heart and life, these things become obstacles. And I want to eliminate the obstacles that you're able to contact me or anyone in my staff to be able to help you in any area. Although Newcastle County is different from state legislation, I may have a contact that I can refer you to that can help you in that area. So what I know Newcastle County deals with different things, but I am stretching myself. In other areas like economic development is important. Dealing with entrepreneurs and small business is important for us to continue to fuel small businesses. You know, entrepreneurs, this is the new season, and many of our young people are starting their own businesses. You know, they are going to college, but they also, when they come out of college, they're taking that knowledge and they want to be entrepreneurs. Also the environment and protection is important, environmental. So, you know, and clean air and water, how important is that? That is everything. My daughter suffers with asthma, and we couldn't figure out why is she suffering from asthma. So we took her to the doctor, of course, and they started giving us medication and steroids, and the doctor says, keep your windows closed. Mm-hmm. And I said, how can we keep our windows closed? How can we have fresh air? So my daughter's room is dark. She has blinds and she has curtains. She has the windows closed because of our air. And it's important that we continue to fight for clean air and water to protect our children, our families, our mothers, our cancer survivors. The rate of cancer currently in Delaware is extremely high. We have to fix these things. And I know that with me fighting for us, wherever there's a need, then, you know, I'm going to work hard to get that done. For instance, also the criminal justice system, it's getting better, yes, but I am currently, I have my pulse. I am in the prison environment speaking to the inmates on how to live outside the wall, because it's easier to live when you're inside because you are confined. You have a lot of time to think, renew, refresh, refocus. But when you come out of the environment, which has got you consumed and you really can't move and there's not really too many distractions, there's no bills and things of that nature inside, how do I survive on the outside? So I've created a nonprofit called Living Outside the Walls, because when you come out, then you have the pressures of life and you have to get back on track
So then you will need the libraries. You won't have internet. Mm-hmm. We don't know if you will have a place to live. So there's maybe an abandoned house that perhaps I can turn into a transitional house that will deal with career building, deal with your mental state, behavior health. So there's so many opportunities that are here that we have to continue to tap in. And I think I am the perfect person to tap in to areas that haven't been touched. So we won't have the prisoners going back into that environment when they can survive, if we help them survive. There's so many people right now that are homeless, the Health and Human Services that are dealing with the opiates and the drug challenges, and they're sitting in the prisons. Why are you in prison? Because you are addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. We need to put you in an environment where we can help you with that abuse, that substance abuse. So that needs to be reformed, and they've been working on it. Delaware has been doing an excellent job. Our legislators have been doing a fantastic job working on reforming the criminal justice system. But these are the things that I have my hand in. So when I am in office, I'm not going to stop doing the things that I did before I was in office. These are the things that I do currently. I just came from visiting one of my seniors. He just turned 94 years old, and he makes a coffee and cinnamon buns for me. Mm. If I just go and listen to his stories and get the wisdom and the knowledge, he was talking about his great-great-grandfather, and he went back to 1948. These are the things that we need to do to keep our communities growing.
Yep, definitely.
Invest in that.
And you are doing so much. I mean, we could have another whole show on each of these topics. I just need, you know, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want you to tell us how we can help you, especially in this current political climate where people are becoming more apathetic. But we want to be able to help you and support you. So let's take this quick break, and then we'll come right back.
Hello, I'm Leonque Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonce Chavette.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. This is the place to be if you want to hear from people who are doing some fantastic things in their communities, whether they're from the state of Delaware or other places around this beautiful world. So today, I have the pleasure to speak with Monique Johns. Her love for public service is evident. If you missed the first portion of this interview, you need to go back and check it out, because she is doing so many great things, not only in the community in, you know, Delaware MOT area, talking about homelessness, we're talking about the opioid addiction, we're talking about prison reform, we're talking about just sitting down with our elderly neighbors, you know, spending some time with them, learning their history, just connecting on an H2H human to human level. And in today's political climate, it is time consuming. It is draining. But Monique, she's got the personality. She's got the temperament. And she actually, Monique, you just was in Iowa, right? Working with your daughter?
Yes. Yes. My daughter works for Vice President Joe Biden in the Iowa. She's been running that office. It was such amazing. It was such a comfort in my spirit that, you know, she comes from Delaware. She was, you know, dipping and dabbing in politics a little, and she,
you know, she was an intern and she graduated from Hofstra University. And for her, for me to see her working in the political arena and running Cedar Rapids was just, it was overwhelming. She had me working for her. it was so funny. She was calling me saying, I need you at the office making calls. Where are you? Get here now. I'm sending an Uber to pick you up. It was amazing. And just to see her journey, because she started off as well when she was such a baby, we were in the libraries. We were at circle time. She would have books. We would come home with a nice bag of books and videos. You know, it's so important that the foundation that we create for our children, I'm still overwhelmed when I think about it, because she's an avid reader. My second daughter reads, I would say, a book and maybe an hour. She works at Barnes and Nobles. I said to her, you have to work now. You cannot read while you're working. The first day she brought home a stack of books. I said, you can't do. She bought her own on the internet reading. It's reading on social media, or I just say live reading. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's because of the foundation of the libraries. It's because of the services that the library provided for kids. It's why my kids are still avid readers. So those things, like, that's important. The parks, we talked about that earlier. The mm-hmm. parks, how important it is to remain clean. So when we take our children to the park, that, you know, the swings are clean and everything is available to them, so they can, you know, enjoy life. And that's what Newcastle County is about, is providing the needs of the people. And when we stay focused on that, then, you know, things happen.
And that is so true. And I know she, you know, your daughter gets everything, her drive and her determination from you and your husband. And so you helped her. Now tell us how we can help you.
Well, my website is www.monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Johns, like Papa John's Pizza, .com. And you can donate any amount. Every bit helps. We have a goal that we want to reach, because in order to reach over 600,000 people, I need funding to reach them. Yes, I can knock on 200,000 homes, but then what about the other homes that I miss? What about the other people that will miss the opportunity of meeting me and me meeting them? It's reciprocal. I want to be a servant for the community. I want to be a connection. I want to be an advocate for you. You can also like my Facebook page, which is Monique Johns Monique Johns for Newcastle County President. And I'm also on Instagram, Monique.Johns. I'm also on Twitter. So my phone number is 363-3681. Area code 302. You can volunteer. There's so many different opportunities. I was in Iowa and I was just in such awe. People started to donate to me because I was out helping their community. They began to donate, because when you understand that it takes money to make a community what it needs to be, it takes money. It takes gas. You know, I don't charge anyone. When I go visit my seniors, I sit there for hours. I don't ask them for anything. I'm just there to meet their needs. So allow me and help me meet the needs of your community by donating. You can go on ActBlue and pull up my name, Monique Johns, and you can donate. You can knock doors with me. You can write letters. You can make phone calls. There's so many opportunities. You can show up at events with me to support me. You can come over my house if you like and help me cook for my children. It's a lot of things that we do. Because think about it. Yes, I am a politician or political candidate, but I'm still a wife and a mother. So my children text me every day, what's for dinner?
I can't say that I'm out helping someone else when I don't even help my own house. Mm-hmm. So there's things that I have to continue to do. And I'm not just a politician or a minister's wife or just a mother, a wife. I am everything. I try to be everything to more people. So that's how you can help me, awesome, by donating.
And like she said, allow me to meet the needs of the community. I love that. You can check out her website again at www.moniquejohns.com. You can find and follow her on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Of course, we're going to include all these links, Monique, in the show notes so that people can connect with you, to help you. And I want to thank you, you know, for all that you're doing, for the people in the community, not only in Newcastle County, but, you know, just everyone that you're connected with. Like you said, when you were in Iowa, you know, people, you were connecting with people there. They were donating to the campaign there. And again, being a servant for the people is hard work. It's long work. And we need to, you know, get together so that we can make our communities much better. And that's why I'm so glad that you volunteered and, you know, you're doing what you're doing. I know you're on a tight schedule. As a matter of fact, you're going to get ready to head out and work with some seniors in about 30 minutes. So I want to thank you so very much for being a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm wishing you and your family a wonderful week. May God continue to bless you, your mission and your vision. And I'm looking forward to hearing even more from you. And if there's anything that I can do on my platforms to spread the word, please, please, please feel free to do so. But before I let you go, do you have any last words for us?
Please go out and vote September the 15th. But prior to that, please come out and support. I'll be posting events, meet and greets, if you would like for me to come to your home or to wherever, your church or a building or even a park, whatever is convenient for you to meet your neighbors. I'll do that. It's important for people not to just see me from a distance, that you can see me up front and ask me any questions on how I can help you make your life better in Newcastle County.
That's awesome. So people, again, September 15th, 2020, Newcastle County president. She is running, Monique W. Johns. Thank you again so very much.
Thank you.
And thank you guys all for listening to today's Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast, where each week I have an opportunity to introduce you to a guest from in and around the state of Delaware who are doing great things in their communities. So if you or you know someone that would be a great guest to be here on Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget to find and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, as well as on my blog, delblogger.com. Monique, thank you. Thank you guys so much for listening. And please share this podcast link with your circle of family and friends. Until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.